Spikes running out to their position. Tonight wearing the blue jerseys, white pants, blue stripe, with the gold numerals and the blue hats. Now Russell running out to shortstop. Cam Buford jogging out to left field. Well, I'll tell you, you feel like every time Buford comes to the plate, something big could happen. And finally, Jeremy Duff will run out as Knox Preston is going out to the field. And we're about to have the national anthem sung here at the ballpark tonight. It is really a beautiful, in my opinion, another beautiful night for baseball. We've got room for it. It's a great crowd here tonight, but more room available to come out and join us. West Virginia's left the dugout because David Carpenter forced them to. And what? No? Here's Rodney.
Fans, at this time, we ask that you please rise as you are able and kindly remove your caps. Please join me in welcoming Jim Herbert with the Penn State College of Education here to honor our great nation with the singing of our national anthem.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming. And the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
Jim Herbert with the singing of our national anthem here at the ballpark tonight as the Spikes get ready for game three of this four-game set against the Black Bears of West Virginia. We'll come back with Jeremy Neff's first pitch in a moment, brought to you by America's Carpet Outlet on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider, Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners, where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
As the official and trusted managed technology provider for the State College Spikes, One Stop Communications brings over 27 years of experience to your business. They are your one-stop shop for all things communication in central Pennsylvania, offering high-speed internet, IT, and managed technology solutions tailored to businesses of all sizes. Plus, they provide a wide range of communication services to keep you connected. Visit onestop.biz today and see how they can elevate your business communications just like they do for the Spikes.
Family at Lebrano Park, great to have you with us. For tonight's game, Jeremy Neff in the opening pitch at 6:35, brought to you by America's Carpet Outlet, your locally owned flooring provider, located on North Atherton Street in State College for over 25 great years. Remember that America's Carpet Outlet is ACO. Alex Vergara will lead it off. He went 0-for-3, knocked in a run with a sacrifice fly last night. Vergara at 224, two home runs, nine knocked in, two doubles, two triples. Outside for a ball, 1-0 the count, 75 degrees, under mostly clear skies. Wind blowing out toward left about 5 miles an hour, and he skies that one in the infield. Mandy Jackson, the first baseman, gives way to the second baseman, and it's put away by Kyle Russell. One down. Now, a lot of people have asked how JD's doing after last night's harrowing experience. We'll check in with him a little bit later. Here's T.J. Williams. Williams last night went 0-for-4. Williams is 2-for-9 in the series with a run scored. Checks in at 354, which is good for third in the league. Two home runs, 15 knocked in, four doubles, two triples, and takes a strike. It is 0-1. Beautiful 75-degree evening. 0-1 the count. And the pitch, swing and a miss, 0-2. Brian DiDomenico behind the plate. Last time he worked the plate, I thought he did a terrific job. Andrew Corkle's down at first, Don Goller at third. Neff to the plate. Bounce that one in, it's 1-2. We all thought JD might take a night off tonight. Their last night's awful experience. But he's here. 1-2 of the count. A lot of low cloud cover over a mountain at need the pitch. High and wide, 2-2 the count. 89 with that fastball. Neff did his pitching at Virginia Tech. He actually started his career at Richmond, then transferred to Blacksburg. Averaged 9.3 strikeouts per nine innings in his collegiate career. 2-2. In the air, center field, going back is Hex. Cooper's underneath it, puts it away to gone. That'll bring the DH, Jack O'Dowd, to the plate. Jack in last night's game went 0-for-5. Check that, went 1-for-5 last night. He had a double and he knocked in a run. And O'Dowd is 2-for-9 in the series with two runs scored and the one RBI. Bats on the left side, open stance, and the pitch. Swing and a miss. Interesting, when Jack faces a left-handed hitter, a left-handed pitcher, he has an open stance. More closed, though, when it's a right-handed pitcher. 0-1 the count. Pitch, and that sky in the air. Foul territory, the shortstop coming over. Cadu, and Parker Cadu makes the catch. Inning's over. 1-2-3 go the Bears in the first. At the end of half inning, West Virginia nothing. State College coming to bat on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider, Penn State Athletics.
I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and I dedicate a lot of my time going fast. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently or having trouble with routine tasks. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services and access available treatments. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time-to-talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
It's a great time of the year to explore our valleys in Happy Valley, Pennsylvania. Head to Penn's Cave and Wildlife Park for a boat ride tour through America's only all-water cavern and farm nature wildlife park. Or time travel at Columbus Chapel and Bold Museum to explore European and American history collected over 200 years. Visit the Pennsylvania Military Museum to honor the Commonwealth's men and women in service in the armed forces, civilian activities on the home front, and Pennsylvania's contributions to military innovation. Learn more about the athletic history and the heritage of the legends of the blue and white at the Penn State All Sports Museum. Your adventures can include new hiking, biking, and walking driving tours. We're in the center of it all, shopping, dining, beautiful outdoors, and unique museums. Plan your adventures at happyvalley.com or stop in at the visitor centers located in State College, Bellefonte, and Phillipsburg.
The first, and Eric McAtee on the mound for West Virginia, 6'5", 215-pound right-hander. He is 24 years of age, did his collegiate pitching at Stetson, and he's making his eighth start, 0-2, but don't worry about the 0-2. It's the 3.23 ERA that's impressive. The fact that he's only given up 21 hits and 30 and two-thirds, that's outstanding. 15 runs, 11 earned, struck out 32, walked 14, hit 2. Opposing hitters only 202 against him, but he does have six wild pitches and one balk so far. So here we go to the bottom of the first, and defensively it'll be JT Marr at first, Connor McGuire at second, Furr at short, Will Hoyt is at third, Vergara in left, TJ Williams in center, Jeff Lecori in right with Dane Leonard behind the plate, and here is Austin Rocaforte to the plate. Wind now blowing out to left about 5 miles an hour, gusting to 10. Rocaforte, 3-for-5 last night with a double up to 271. He's knocked in 9 with 3 doubles and a triple. Even the bag at third is Will Hoyt. And working for the third base side is the right-hander, McAtee, and he delivers. Squares the bunt, and that's a strike. Again, everybody's been very concerned about JD, and he's doing fine now. I think, no offense, I think the neck brace and the arm sling a little bit much. I'd like to point out the ball missed you. And that's into right center field. That's going to be a base hit. So a base hit to lead off for the Spikes. I mean, look—you can't fool me. I'd take off the neck brace, take off the sling. All right, that's like. I mean, Joe's not impressed. Arm sling and neck brace—unbelievable. And here's the set. Rocaforte, good lead at first. Here's the pitch. And outside corner for a strike to Hex. Cooper had a tough night last night, one of the few tough ones he's had this season, 0-for-5. He's still at 3-14, good for 10th in the league. Two home runs, 14 knocked in, league-leading 9 doubles, league-leading 4 triples. Rocaforte, by the way, 4-of-8 stolen bases. Lifted in the air, could be playable down the left field line, foul territory, and it does make its way into the West Virginia bullpen. 0-2 the count. That's the direction the wind is pushing it. I'll say this. What's interesting, listen to the crowd here in the ballpark tonight. It sounds like a Super Splash Day crowd. A lot of kids here tonight. Rocaforte, that's big lead at first for him. McAtee waits. Throws to first, dives back in. No tag by Marr. Tim Battle, the manager, coaching down at third. Lasting's Millage coaching at first. So he's thrown over there once, and it hasn't taken a step off that lead for Rocaforte. He's out even further. Waits to the plate. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him on a breaking ball. So, one out. Kyle Russell to the plate. Russell went 0-for-5 last night. He's at 291. No home runs, 11 knocked in with 4 doubles. And again, the Topps triple threat, Nittany Cards Plus, number 3 hitter. Middle infield double play depth. Vergara deeper in left. Throw to first and slides back. That tells me Rocaforte has just the right lead. You can get back. He throws over like that, and you can get back. He's now, that's as far out as he's been. McAtee to the plate. Low and outside, 1-0 the count. Now, I should point out, McAtee with a good slide step to the plate that time. That made a big difference in keeping Rocaforte close. Rocaforte on first. There's one out. Middle infield double play depth. The second baseman, McGuire, a couple steps toward the bag, and that's foul by Russell and goes into the picnic area right around Burgertopia. 1-1 the count on Kyle Russell. Cam Buford on deck. Don't forget tomorrow's Paint the Park Purple, and it's also baseball bingo. It's the last Sunday home game of the season. As we're counting down to Wednesday night, Mr. Belfont. 1-1 the count. And the set, McAtee delivers. Up high, 2-1 the count. McAtee does a good job with the slide step. So even though Rocaforte has a big lead, and he does have a big lead at first, the slide step, I think, is keeping him from running. Now to that lead again. The pitch. That is foul. First base side is going to reach the roof and out of play. 2-2. 320 left field line. 384 left center. 399 dead center, 375 right center, 320 down the line, and right to the Lion Country Kia corner. McAtee glances over at first. Rocaforte, big lead. To the plate. That just missed. Full 3-2. Now the question will be, will Tim Battle have Austin Rocaforte run on 3-2, one out? McAtee that time did not go slide step. McAtee looks in. Rocaforte out to his lead. Time called. Wall 7 feet high at the Pepsi Picnic Pavilion, which is half filled tonight. 8 feet high at the huge video board in left center all the way around to the monster in right. 3-2. Rocaforte, he's going. Yep, there he goes. The pitch up high, ball four. I mean, the analytics guys never believe me. They never believe me. I try to tell you, I try to do the game in such a way where you guys can then anticipate what's going on. And I get nothing. It's unbelievable. Tried to tell you he's going to go. No. So here's Cam Buford. Buford last night, 1-for-2, a double, walked 3 times, stole 2 bases. Leads the league, by the way, now in stolen bases. First and second, one out. The pitch. In there for a strike. 0-1 the count. And the monster, by the way, 18.55 feet high with the grandstand above it. Buford, big gap left center. The pitch, strikeout or half. That was a good pitch that time. Good changeup. It's 0-2. It's interesting. Williams is playing about maybe 10, 15 steps over into right center against this guy. Really? Vergara off the line and left, but not dramatically. And the pitch. Bounce that one in. Good job by Leonard to protect. No advance. 1-2 the count on Cam Buford. Leads the league and runs knocked in with 25. Of the 25, 23 have been in the second half. Hitting 264, 5 doubles, 2 triples. Overall, 13 stolen bases, 11 in the second half. Grant Norris had a great series on deck. First and second, one out. McAtee, long wait, now to the plate. In tight, spun him back just a bit, 2-2 the count. Mention McAtee's hit 6 hitters this year. First and second with one out. Middle infield, the double play depth, the pitch. Bounce that one in. Good job by Leonard again to block it. It's full 3-2. So now the question is, they ran Rocaforte, 3-2, one out. Didn't matter. It was ball four. Now you've got 3-2, one out. With a right-handed hitter at the plate, do you think about double stealing here with Russell behind him? They both can run. They both have big leads. 3-2, one out to Buford. They stay. Up high, ball four, bases are loaded. So here comes Grant Norris, who's had a good series. Norris last night went 2-for-4 with a double. He knocked in a run. He stole a base. Norris in this series is 4-for-8. And he's knocked in two runs. Norris now up to 234. No home runs, six knocked in with a pair of doubles. And he's got the bases loaded, one out. Outfield straight away and relatively deep. The pitch. Bounce that one in. Leonard blocked that one. Overthrowing just a bit right now. See what I mean? Listen to the crowd here. It's a younger crowd here in the ballpark. Sounds like Super Splash Day here today, which is really cool. 1-0. Outside for a ball. 2-0 the count. Parker Cadu had the night off last night. He's on deck. Rocaforte walks out to his lead at third. Bases loaded, 2-0 count. Pitch to Norris. Swing and a miss at high. Fastball at 91, 2-1 the count. Two balls and a strike. And the young ones are all behind the Spikes dugout, by the way. 2-1 to Norris. And the pitch. Way outside, 3-1. Three balls and a strike. McAtee at the belt. And the 3-1. That's fouled over the roof to our right and out of play. It's now 3-2 on Grant Norris. Scoreless in the bottom of the first. Bases loaded. One out. Rocaforte's on third. Russell's on second. And Buford on first. Marr is up on the grass at first. Wilhoit's back at third. Middle infield double play depth. 3-2 to Norris. Here it is. That is down the right field line, slicing foul. Goes into the Spikes bullpen and out of play. Breeze has died down just a bit. Plenty of blue sky above the ballpark. Fireworks after the game tonight presented by Mountain Indy Health as Grant broke the bat that time and he gets another one. Three and two of the count. Bottom of the first. Just one out. Can Norris put the Spikes in front? McAtee goes set. 6-5 right-hander. To the plate. Line to right field. That is going to be foul by about a yard. Still 3-2. Pitch number 8 coming up in this at-bat. McAtee at the belt. And the 3-2 to Norris. Swing and a miss. Strike 3. Got him. Bottom fell out of that changeup. And two outs. Both the outs have been strikeouts. And here's Parker Cadu. After the night off, he's back out there tonight, inning 269. He's driven in 11 with 5 doubles, 3 triples. Went 0-for-4 with a sacrifice fly to knock in a run on Thursday night. So now the infield backs up all the way. And McAtee to the plate. That's a miss. That's up high for a ball. Interesting about McAtee. McAtee will work from the first base side against the lefty, but he'll work from the third base side against the righty. McAtee looks at second and the 1-0. It's foul down the third base line and beyond the West Virginia bullpen into the seats there, and the youngsters are there waiting for that one. It's 1-1. Well, the luxury suites are, almost all filled tonight. All the way around, I'd say it's about 80% filled in the luxury suites tonight. 1-1 the count. Cadu waits in the left-handed box. McAtee deals up high and away with a fastball at 91. 2-1 the count. Light breeze now, less than 5 miles an hour. Whatever there is, it's blowing to left. McAtee gets what he wants from Dane Leonard. Rocaforte to his lead at third. 2-1 to Cadu. Way outside, it's 3-1. Well, he went 3-1 on Norris, and to his credit, came back and got the strikeout. Let's see what happens here. Cadu puts the bat straight out. And that's it. Brings it right back, and he's ready to go. 3-1 the count. And McAtee to the plate. And he fouled that off, and it's 3-2, and so all three will be running on this pitch. Nick Hohenstein comes out to get the baseball. He was actually on baseball patrol on Thursday night, too, then he pitched last night. JD doesn't think I pay attention to the little things. Been telling him, take care of the little things. Big things take care of themselves. 3-2, here they go. Called strike three, and that was a strike, and the inning is over, and he gets out of a bases-loaded jam here in the first, unscathed. No runs, one hit, and three left at the end of one. Scoreless on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Hey, wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome. But prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe. And is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
At Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Scoreless game to the top of the second, and Trace Wilhoit will lead it off against Jeremy Knepp, and a wave and a miss. It's 0-1. Wilhoit will be followed by Jeff LaCorey and Connor McGuire, 4, 5, and 6 in the batting order for West Virginia here in the top of the second. And the pitch, it's in there for a strike. 0-2 the count. Neff works from that third base side. Outfield straight away. Not deep, though, against Willoy, except for Buford. A little deeper in left. And Norris near the line at third. That bounced in there that time. It's 1-2. Ball and two strikes. Tomorrow night, paint the park purple. 6:35. Baseball bingo tomorrow. Final Sunday home game of the year. 1-2 the count, the pitch. It's on the ground to third and picked up at the line by Norris, but foul.
Would all members of the Penn State College of Education please report to the Pepsi?
1-2 the count.
At this time. Again, can we have all members of the Penn State College of Education?
Ball and two strikes.
To the Pepsi Picnic Pavilion at this time. Thank you.
One ball, two strikes. Will Hoyt in last night's game went 2-for-5 with two doubles. He is 4-for-9 in the series. Overall hitting .304 with four home runs, good for second in the league, 20 knocked in with eight doubles and a triple. The pitch hit in the air, foul, first base side. I think it'll reach the seats. Yes, it does. Going to be about three rows back beyond the tarp. It's 1-2. Ball and two strikes. In the top five in RBIs as well with 20. Will Hoyt waits. And the pitch from Neff. In the air, center field, pretty well hit. Back goes Hex. Cooper goes back over the shoulder. Going to bounce off the wall. Will Hoyt's going to have another double. That's his third in two games. That's the first hit of the night for West Virginia. Cooper Hex didn't have much of a chance at that one.
Right fielder, number 16, Jeff LaCorey.
It bounced just to the left of the 399 sign, and here is Jeff LaCorey. LaCorey, in last night's game, went 1-for-4. He scored a run. He is 4-for-9 in the series. Overall at .286, seven home runs, 43 knocked in with 16 doubles. But remember, with 16 doubles. But remember, he's been with the team all season. And a wave and a miss. Out of Florida International, he's been a pitcher most of his career. Up, dugout's here. Well done, dugout. Park it. Park. There we go. Okay, great. And bunts. Picked up foul territory just beyond the batter's box. Hey, yo, dog, we're not done yet. Sit. Let's see if we can catch. Can you catch? There you go. Nice try. Can you sit? There we go. Dugout's here. There you go. One more. One more for the road. Well, as soon as you're done scratching. There you go. Yeah, it's a problem. 0-2 the count on LaCorey. Neff goes set. Jeremy to the plate. Wave and a miss. Strike three. Got him. First strike out of the ball game for Jeremy Neff. Brought to you by Mountain Indy Health. Our view of health care is all about you. With more than 30 medical specialties, several primary care practices, we're here for you. Learn more at mountainindy.org. And now dugout is in with JD. Very nice. The C and man and beast bond like this. And here is McGuire. Connor McGuire, first pitch swinging in the air, left center field, long run. Hext is there, runs it down in right center field. And no advance by Will Hoyt. Nice play by Cooper Hext. Took a great route to that ball because that one went 369 feet. And that'll bring Kasten Furr to the plate. Walked three times last night. He was 0-for-1. Did not play the opening game Thursday night. Shortstop comes in at 3:13. No home runs, 12 knocked in with two doubles. Outside for a ball, 1-0 the count. Two gone. Will Hoyt still on second after the leadoff double. Russell's right there at second base with him now. Kyle Russell backs away. Set and the pitch. Popped up foul. It'll reach the seats first base side. Now to play beyond the spikes dugout. Takes a big bounce into the concourse. It's 1-1. Ball of the strike. Wind has kicked up just a bit now. Blowing to left 5 miles an hour. 1-1 the count on Fur with Will Hoyt on second in a scoreless game, top of the second. The pitch. Foul back. That hit the mask of Knox Preston that time. It's 1-2. So home plate umpire Brian DiDomenico will walk the ball out to the mound just to buy a little time for Knox Preston, who says he's okay. Nick Hohenstein came out to get the foul ball. Paint the park purple tomorrow. Baseball bingo tomorrow. Catch in the field tomorrow. It all starts at 6:35. Gates open at 5:30. Neff goes set. Delivers. That's low and inside. The dirt. Good job by Preston. 2-2. Just a little bit. Maybe just a little bit of drizzle here. No big deal. Nothing that's going to stop playing. 2-2 the count. The pitch. Line foul. Third base side. He turned on that 89-mile-per-hour fastball. Most of the fans have stayed in their seats. A couple have popped up umbrellas. See a poncho down below, but most people have stayed in their seats. A few more are headed up. Going to the concourse here. And the set by Neff. 2-2 coming up to Kasten Furr. Here it is. In the air center field. Hext is there. Cooper puts it away. A leadoff double goes for naught. No runs. A hit. One left at second. And at the end of an inning and a half, we're scoreless on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider, Penn State Athletics.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
What is dadication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dadication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
The State College Spikes are home this weekend against West Virginia. Saturday, enjoy fireworks presented by Penn State Health after the 6:35 p.m. game on a Super Saturday presented by the PA Lottery. And Sunday, it's Paint the Park Purple presented by Juniper Village with a purple rally towel for the first 75 fans and the Baseball Bingo Grand Finale with a 2025 season ticket as the ultimate grand prize. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Manny Jackson leads it off here for the Spikes in the bottom of the second of a scoreless game. He'll be followed by Josh Spiegel, Knox Preston. Manny last night 1-for-4 with an RBI triple. And the pitch. Takes a strike, gets 0-1. Fastball at 90 that time. Manny at 226, three home runs, 19 knocked in with two doubles and that triple. Now he has six extra base hits. The pitch. And fouled that one at the plate. That was a cutter that time. It's 0-2. The count on Jackson. McAtee worked out of a bases loaded one out jam in the first. And the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three, got him. That's four strikeouts now for Eric McAtee. Three in a row. Josh Spiegel. Josh's family's here tonight. Went one for three last night with a walk and a run scored. Now at 250 with a home run, six knocked in, and two doubles. Out of Greensburg, Pennsylvania. Bats on the right side. Outfield straight away. Normal depth. And the pitch. Outside corner for a strike. Started him out with a cutter that time. It's 0-1. No balls and a strike. Now again, with a right-handed hitter, McAtee's interesting. Here's the pitch. Outside 1-1. When it's a left-handed hitter, McAtee works from the first base side of the hill. When it's a right-handed hitter, he works from the third base side. Completely different. The pitch. Up high, 2-1 the count. Don't really think I've seen that before. 6'5", 24-year-old right-hander that is pitching collegiately at Stetson. And the pitch. And he fouled that one off of the plate, bounced around. It's now 2-2 the count. Some fans now returning to their seats. Obviously, the rain not that oppressive. McAtee looks in with a 2-2 count and one out. Spiegel way to the right-handed box. The pitch to Josh. Outside for a ball. Full 3-2. It's another 3-2 count. He's had a bunch of those so far. In fact, I think this is the fourth 3-2 count he's had. He's coming up on 40 pitches. And the pitch. Line to right field. LaCorey comes over, reaches up, and makes the catch going toward the line. Two outs. Knox Preston last night went 1-for-3 with a walk. Now at 289, home run 16 knocked in, five doubles and a triple. Just good positioning that time by LaCorey. And a relatively easy play for him. So let's see what Preston can do with two outs and the bases empty in a scoreless game. Bottom of the second inning, each team with a hit. And McAtee to the plate. It's fouled straight back and out of play. It almost ruined somebody's dinner. I'll say this, last night's trauma did not reduce his appetite. Here's the 0-1. Low and outside, he bounced that one in, backhanded by Dane Leonard, who, by the way, is the McDonald's strikeout guy, will hit in the top of the third. 1-1 the count, scoreless game, bottom of the second. Knox Preston. It is catching at St. Louis University. And SLU, he hit 298. That's fouled to the plate. It's 1-2. 298 this year at 272 in three seasons with the Pelicans. And with the Little League World Series going on 11 years ago, that's where he was. Knox Preston played in the 2013 Little League World Series. 1-2 the count. McAtee with two outs, bases empty, delivers. He went around. Strike three got him. That's five strikeouts. And that ends the inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. Two full in the books. Scoreless on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
It's 4 a.m., Monday, and you're literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. Man, that's love. And if you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. To make sure your child's in the right seat for their age and size, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
How was your drive to school?
Let me tell you, I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Hit a home run at your summer events by stopping at Nittany Beverage. The staff at Nittany Beverage will help you get your cooler filled with all the beverages you'll need this summer. From Miller Lite, Coors Light, and Pabst Blue Ribbon, to a wide selection of craft brews and imports, including Reds, Sam Adams, Yards, Blue Moon, and Line & Kugel's Summer Shandy. Plus, with Nittany Beverage's convenient drive-up service, you can get everything you need paid for, all without leaving your car. So hit a home run this summer with one stop at Nittany Beverage, 139 North Patterson Street in State College, or on the web at nittanybeverage.com.
Top of the third inning of a scoreless game. And I'm surprised there's any. After the way Joe Putnam modeled the hat the last two nights, I'm surprised there are any left in the pre-order. But you get them at Off the Rack Outfitters near Gate C of the Ticket Plaza. As we go to the top of the third. And it'll be JT Marr, Dane Leonard, the McDonald strikeout guy. And then back to the top of the order, Alex Vergara. So Marr's had a good series. Marr last night went 2-for-3 with a run scored. He's 2-for-6 in the series. And the pitch to JT, foul, third base side. And to the concourse near the Geisinger Kids Zone and out of play. Marr at 286. No home runs, five knocked in. He's got three doubles. Bats from the left side. Neff to the plate. Hit high in the air. Center field playable for Cooper Hex. He waits underneath it and puts it away. One up and one down. And for Cooper Hex, that's the fourth catch he's had tonight. Out of the first seven outs, he's made four of them. And Dane Leonard is the McDonald strikeout guy. His first appearance in the series, hitting 190. No home runs, four knocked in with two doubles. Mentioned this is his first appearance in the series. Played his collegiate baseball at West Virginia. 6 foot, 195-pound right-handed hitting catcher. 24 years of age out of Spring Green, Wisconsin. First pitch to him, a ball, 1-0 the count. Again, if you want to win friends, strike out early. There's nobody on base. The pitch, outside 2-0. A groan from the crowd. Low cloud of haze down the mountain range tonight. Blue sky now above us after a brief shower. That's in there for a strike. It's 2-1. Goes changeup that time. Two balls and a strike. Interesting, the wind blowing to left, but actually a little bit in. Started out the game, the wind was blowing out. That just missed. 3-1 the count. Neff so far has struck out one, has not walked a batter. He's given up one hit. That was the leadoff double to Will Hoyt in the second. Down the right field line, slicing toward the Spikes bullpen, and out of play. So now it's full 3-2. Neff has struck out 25 this season. Jeremy now waits for his fielders, Kyle Russell and Austin Rocaforte, to get back to their positions at second base and right field, respectively. And here we go. 3-2. Hit in the air, left field, shallow, backing up the shortstop. Kadu puts it away. Two gone. Back to the top of the order, Alex Vergara. Popped out to Kyle Russell, the second baseman, in the first. Scoreless top of the third. Bats on the right side. And the pitch. That just missed low and inside. It's close. Borderline. 1-0 the count. 1-0. Neff goes set with two outs and the base is empty. Foul tip into the mitt of Preston. It's 1-1. Ball at a strike. Neff goes set at the belt. That pitch misses. It's now 2-1. It's always been interesting in this ballpark how cells split the ballpark. And we're kind of in that zone right now. Swing and a miss. It's 2-2. Two balls and two strikes the count. Vergara back into the right-handed box of the scoreless game, top of the third. Neff goes set to the plate. Checked it, full 3-2. Three and two the count. Swing and a miss. Strike three got him, and the inning is over. Second strikeout for Jeremy Neff. Brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. And for the fourth year in a row, Mount Nittany Medical Center. Named one of the world's best hospitals by Newsweek. We're one of 26 hospitals in PA to rank in the top 400 hospitals nationwide. To the bottom of the third of a scoreless game on the Spikes Radio Network. Presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider, Penn State Athletics.
Stop by Celebrities Bar and Grill before or after the game, located on South Atherton Street inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. We are where the stars meet and feature the best happy hour in town. From 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., get 50% off all drinks Tuesday and Thursday, except Ultra Premium, and spin the wheel for discounts on Wednesday and Friday. Celebrities is open Tuesday to Saturday from 4 p.m. to close. Dine-in or takeout is available with daily specials like prime ribeye on Friday and Saturdays. Close Sunday and Monday. Hit a grand slam with the best happy hour in town at Celebrities inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. Call 814-235-1303 or visit us at celebritiesbarandgrill.com for more details.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Spikes Radio Network presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics. Penn State Sports Medicine now welcomes new patients. Call 814-865-3566. Spikes have one hit. This is the guy that authored it. It is Austin Rocaforte, who led off the bottom of the first with a single to right and ended up stranded at third. Scoreless bottom of the third, and McAtee delivers. In there for a strike, get his 0-1. Hey, we're looking forward to a week from tonight. Joe Crispin bobblehead night here at the ballpark. Joe will be here. He'll be signing pictures, whatever you want. That's a week from tonight. Joe Crispin bobblehead night at 6:35. On the ground, up the middle, ranging to his left, the shortstop Fur fires and gets him by a step. One up and one down. Cooper X struck out swinging the first time. Yep, Joe will be out here for the Joe Crispin bobblehead. By the way, he's very happy with it. 814-272-1711. Buy, print, download SteakHouseSpikes.com or go to the box office to get your tickets in advance. And the pitch. Swing and a miss. 0-1 the count. Think about it. Next week, I mean, we've got Paint the Park Purple tomorrow. Walking Taco Tuesday, Mr. Belfont with Eric Milton here on Wednesday, Dollar Beer Thursday, and then on Saturday, Joe Crispin bobblehead. Now, that's a week. 0-1 the count, the pitch to Hext. That's in there for a strike. It's right there. Good changeup. It's 0-2. Kyle Russell on deck. Scoreless bottom of the third. McAtee has settled down since the first. He has retired the last six he's faced. And the pitch. Hit in the air, slicing foul, third base side. It's going to reach the Pepsi Picnic Pavilion and out of play. It's about half full tonight. As we mentioned earlier when we were doing the ballpark dimensions. A lot of haze and low clouds over the mountain range this evening, heading toward Pleasant Gap Belfont over Tussie Mountain, which is over the right field grandstand. 0-2 the count of Cooper Hext. And the pitch. Call strike three, got him. Just clipped the edge. And two outs. Six strikeouts now for Eric McAtee. Kyle Russell walked his first time. Russell steps into that right-handed batter's box. When he walked in the first, it was the seventh walk he's drawn this year. And the pitch. Bounced that one in. It's 1-0. Breeze is still going to left about 5 miles an hour and occasionally blowing in. One umbrella's still up, and everybody else is sitting comfortably in their seats. A little shower here or there. Another umbrella pops up. 1-0 the count, and the pitch. In tight at the letters to the right-handed hitter, it's 2-0. A little bit of a shower starts to come down here. Just have to clear one more cell. It's not big. But more people will go to the concourse here. And the concourse here is so big and inviting up high. Oh, yikes. And that's a borderline strike. It's 2-1. A little bit of rain coming down as McAtee goes set. And delivers. That is lined to the second baseman, McGuire, and the inning is over. Spikes go in order, and let's give McAtee credit. He has now retired 8 in a row at the end of 3. Scoreless on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
The national sales event is on at your Toyota dealer. So come in and check out Toyota's incredible lineup of vehicles, like the all-new, fully redesigned 25 Camry, stylish Corolla, or adventure-ready RAV4, all with great MPGs. Or hop in a rugged new Tacoma or Tundra and be ready for your next summer adventure. Find out more at buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Hurry, offers end September 3rd. Toyota, let's go places.
Did you know that August 11th is 811 Day? Before you begin any outdoor home improvement projects, such as planting a tree or installing a fence, call Pennsylvania 811 or visit paonecall.org 3 to 10 business days before you dig. Pennsylvania 811 is your ticket to avoiding an underground utility catastrophe. Hitting a water main or taking out the cable before the big game isn't going to make you many friends in your neighborhood. Safety is in your hands. Every dig, every time.
The State College Spikes are home this weekend against West Virginia. Saturday, enjoy fireworks presented by Penn State Health after the 6:35 p.m. game on a Super Saturday presented by the PA Lottery. And Sunday, it's Paint the Park Purple presented by Juniper Village with a purple rally towel for the first 75 fans and the Baseball Bingo Grand Finale with a 2025 season ticket as the ultimate grand prize. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
So we go to the top of the fourth inning, and this game will be in a rain delay, scoreless in the top of the fourth. They're bringing the tarp out right now. They've already covered the pitcher's mound and home plate. This cell will take about 30 to 40 minutes to get out of here. Once it does, we're in the clear, but they're doing the smart thing right now by putting the tarp on the field. So the mound and the plate are now covered. The umpires have headed to their locker room, and now they're going to spread that tarp out on the field, and we are in a rain delay of a scoreless game. So let's give you at least a quick rundown here of what's coming up. In all likelihood, we'll resume this game based on what we've seen in the forecast. This is just clipping us, but just enough to stop the game. So they're doing the smart thing right now by putting the tarp on. Tomorrow is Paint the Park Purple. Also, Baseball Bingo tomorrow. Also, we're going to have catch on the field before the game. Kids run the bases after the game. Tuesday, after an off day, Monday, Walking Taco Tuesday. Mr. Belfont and Eric Milton here in the ballpark on a Glizzy and Wine Wednesday at 6:35. Then we get to Thursday, Dollar Beer Thursday, and then next Saturday is the Joe Crispin bobblehead with fireworks with Joe here in the ballpark as well. Now, that's a week. That's State College Spikes baseball promotions at its best. So the tarp is coming on the field. We will endure this. And I predict we'll be back playing baseball. I wouldn't doubt we're back playing baseball in an hour. Right? So, all right. So we'll take a break. We're in a rain delay. And then for all of you out there who've been aching for Joe to be back on the air, he actually is the next guy up. On the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics. Steve Jones back at Medlar Field, Lebron Park. The tarp is on the field. Scoreless game to the top of the fourth inning. We will not see the starting pitchers when we come back. Eric McAtee and Jeremy Neff, because the delay is going to be too long. We are right now in the middle of a rain delay. There's lightning about 2 miles away from here. We're waiting for it to clear out. Once it does clear out, then we'll have a decision as to what to do with tonight's game. So as we play the waiting game, we'll come back a little bit later with an update on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine. We take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Out here in the middle of all these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. And sometimes that's how it feels when you're going through tough times. Trouble sleeping, your mind racing. So what do? We get help. There are people in our community who are here for us. Sometimes just talking to someone can make all the difference in the world. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
The State College Spikes are home this weekend against West Virginia. Saturday, enjoy fireworks presented by Penn State Health after the 6:35 p.m. game on a Super Saturday presented by the PA Lottery. And Sunday, it's Paint the Park Purple presented by Juniper Village with a purple rally towel for the first 75 fans and the Baseball Bingo Grand Finale with a 2025 season ticket as the ultimate grand prize. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Medler Field at Lobrano Park, and a decision has been made on tonight's game. They have decided that after three innings, they're going to have to call it. Maybe under other circumstances, they might be able to pick up the game maybe at 9:30 tonight, but there's a little lightning in the area. It's still raining, and the rain has not backed off at all. So the decision is made to stop this game after three innings. It'll be a canceled game. As for the fireworks display, there will be fireworks, and they're going to move it to Thursday night. So Thursday night, August 22nd, that's this Thursday, there will be fireworks here at the ballpark when the Spikes are in action against Trenton. As for tomorrow, well, it's Paint the Park Purple. 6:35 will be the start tomorrow, pregame catch on the field. You can follow that up by Paint the Park Purple to benefit the Alzheimer's Association. Juniper Village will be presenting that. And we'll have all that and more and a lot of action going on with Walking Taco Tuesday, Glizzy and Wine Wednesday, and Mr. Belfont with Eric Milton here on Wednesday night, fireworks on Dollar Beer Thursday, and then Joe Crispin here on Saturday night for the Joe Crispin bobblehead giveaway. So back here tomorrow at 6:35 for Paint the Park Purple and also Baseball Bingo and what will end up being the final Sunday home game of the 2024 season. 6:35 tomorrow, 814-272-1711. Buy, print, download StateCollegeSpikes.com. Go to the box office and you can get your tickets ahead of time or walk up. And remember, for those of you thinking about Thursday night's game, all right, it's going to not only be Dollar Beer Thursday, but also fireworks will be after that game. So, again, tonight ended up scoreless at the end of three. We'll not be able to play the rest of the night, but we'll be back here at the ballpark tomorrow night when the Spikes take on West Virginia in the final game of this weekend series on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
America's Carpet Outlet is a full-service flooring dealer offering a comprehensive product lineup including carpet, vinyls, tile, wood, and more. And we provide professional installation on all our products. We are a locally owned, locally operated, locally involved business and are very happy to be a partner with the Spikes since their inception here in State College. Please visit our showroom on North Atherton Street in State College or see us online at acofloors.com. Go Spikes!
As the official and trusted managed technology provider for the State College Spikes, One Stop Communications brings over 27 years of experience to your business. They are your one-stop shop for all things communication in central Pennsylvania, offering high-speed internet, IT, and managed technology solutions tailored to businesses of all sizes. Plus, they provide a wide range of communication services to keep you connected. Visit onestop.biz today and see how they can elevate your business communications just like they do for the Spikes.
At Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league, we take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
It's a great time of the year to explore our valleys in Happy Valley, Pennsylvania. Head to Penn's Cave and Wildlife Park for a boat ride tour through America's only all-water cavern and farm nature wildlife park. Or time travel at Columbus Chapel and Bold Museum to explore European and American history collected over 200 years. Visit the Pennsylvania Military Museum to honor the Commonwealth's men and women in service in the armed forces, civilian activities on the home front, and Pennsylvania's contributions to military innovation. Learn more about the athletic history and the heritage of the legends of the blue and white at the Penn State All Sports Museum. Your adventures can include new hiking, biking, and walking driving tours. We're in the center of it all, shopping, dining, beautiful outdoors, and unique museums. Plan your adventures at happyvalley.com or stop in at the visitor centers located in State College, Bellefonte, and Phillipsburg.
Did you know that August 11th is 811 Day? Before you begin any outdoor home improvement projects, such as planting a tree or installing a fence, call Pennsylvania 811 or visit paonecall.org 3 to 10 business days before you dig. Pennsylvania 811 is your ticket to avoiding an underground utility catastrophe. Hitting a water main or taking out the cable before the big game isn't going to make you many friends in your neighborhood. Safety is in your hands. Every dig, every time.
Hit a home run at your summer events by stopping at Nittany Beverage. The staff at Nittany Beverage will help you get your cooler filled with all the beverages you'll need this summer. From Miller Lite, Coors Light, and Pabst Blue Ribbon, to a wide selection of craft brews and imports, including Reds, Sam Adams, Yards, Blue Moon, and Line & Kugel's Summer Shandy. Plus, with Nittany Beverage's convenient drive-up service, you can get everything you need paid for, all without leaving your car. So hit a home run this summer with one stop at Nittany Beverage, 139 North Patterson Street in State College, or on the web at nittanybeverage.com.
Stop by Celebrities Bar and Grill before or after the game, located on South Atherton Street inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. We are where the stars meet and feature the best happy hour in town. From 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., get 50% off all drinks Tuesday and Thursday, except Ultra Premium, and spin the wheel for discounts on Wednesday and Friday. Celebrities is open Tuesday to Saturday from 4 p.m. to close. Dine-in or takeout is available with daily specials like prime ribeye on Friday and Saturdays. Close Sunday and Monday. Hit a grand slam with the best happy hour in town at Celebrities inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. Call 814-235-1303 or visit us at celebritiesbarandgrill.com for more details.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
The national sales event is on at your Toyota dealer. So come in and check out Toyota's incredible lineup of vehicles, like the all-new, fully redesigned 25 Camry, stylish Corolla, or adventure-ready RAV4, all with great MPGs. Or hop in a rugged new Tacoma or Tundra and be ready for your next summer adventure. Find out more at buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Hurry, offers end September 3rd. Toyota, let's go places.
As the official and trusted managed technology provider for the State College Spikes, One Stop Communications brings over 27 years of experience to your business. They are your one-stop shop for all things communication in Central Pennsylvania, offering high-speed internet, IT, and managed technology solutions tailored to businesses of all sizes. Plus, they provide a wide range of communication services to keep you connected. Visit onestop.biz today and see how they can elevate your business communications just like they do for the Spikes. The State College Spikes are home this weekend against West Virginia. Saturday, enjoy fireworks presented by Penn State Health after the 6:35 p.m. game on a Super Saturday presented by the PA Lottery. And Sunday, it's Paint the Park Purple presented by Juniper Village with a purple rally towel for the first 75 fans and the Baseball Bingo Grand Finale with a 2025 season ticket as the ultimate grand prize. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at StateCollegeSpikes.com.